The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Ryan Hoppy and that's it. Listener discretion is advised.
Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hi, what's going on? Just Hoppy Hour. Hi, I'm your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you for the next hour. Call the show and leave me a voicemail. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, Ryan Hoppy Radio at gmail.com.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
And if you're listening on the iHeartRadio app, which I don't know why you wouldn't be listening on the iHeartRadio app, there it has the talkback feature. Search up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio, and you can leave me a message. There is never a reason not to get into contact with me. But first,
he's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Thanks, guys.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Setting the record straight.
Let me rewind this. We're not perfect here.
Ava Mendez is setting the record straight.
What, that she is irrelevant?
The Hitch actress took to Instagram to address reports that she said goodbye to her Hollywood career.
You didn't say goodbye to it. Hollywood said goodbye to you.
Revealing, quote, I never quit acting. I wanted to be home with my babies, and fortunately my other business ventures allowed me to do that more than acting would.
That's what it's called.
The star, who shares her two children with Ryan Gosling, hasn't appeared in a movie in more than 7 years. And she said that's also due to the kind of roles she was being offered.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Quote, also, I was not excited about the stereotypical roles being offered to me at the time, especially after working on the film Lost River. That was a dream project. That's a tough act to follow.
So pretty much you peaked. You're pretty much admitting that nothing else was going to be as good as that. That's not a good thing.
The 48-year-old added.
Wow, she looks good for 48. I mean, if you are a listener of Hoppy Hour, you are aware that I love my MILFs. But man, she looks good for 48.
Ava's candid social media post comes just weeks after she told Variety that she doesn't really miss acting.
You don't miss acting, but you're saying that you didn't quit acting. How did it go? How does this work? Somewhere you're lying.
But it's really no surprise the star wanted to be at home with her girls. Back in June, she gushed over being a mom during an appearance on Access Daily.
How old are your girls now?
So they're 6 and 7. Just so delicious.
Oh, you
right
went
now.
Back to back. Then.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, Cuban twins.
I can't wait to see their teenage years with each other.
Well, I can wait to see.
That should be very interesting.
Funny.
I can't wait.
Stealing the clothes and the whole.
Yeah. They love putting stickers on everything on my boots,
right?
And my shoes. I think it looks cool. I
don't care anymore. I think it's cool. I want to kiss your ass. I would love to see the celebrity news reporters be like, no, your kid's kind of being a douchebag.
ET's learning Tom Brady wants to reconcile with Gisele Bündchen.
Ah, listen. I work in sports radio, so I like to be careful about what I say about athletes and whatever. But I feel like the reconciling and making the relationship work was when he retired for 2 weeks. You know what I mean? I don't care either way. I root for the Buccaneers. I want the Buccaneers to win. I just didn't root for them when I first moved here because I was sick of the Chicago Bears, but I just could not support the dirtbag known as Jameis. I just was not really in a mood to root for him. There's nothing about the guy I like. Oh, you're in denial about the things he's been accused of? Because when I think of an innocent angel, I think of Jameis.
Shut up!
So when Brady joined, it looked like I joined the bandwagon, but I just had to wait till Jameis left. And the Super Bowl was cool. Antonio Brown gets the touchdown. Gronk had a touchdown. But when he came back, you know, that pissed off Gisele. And oh my God, she puts the attentious and pretentious. She just seems so uptight.
Meanwhile, she's lawyering up.
She's my best friend.
Our inside.
That was from 7 years ago.
Sheds new light behind the scenes where Tom feels, quote, extremely hurt and misses Giselle being by his side.
Yeah, it's called a breakup. It's never fun. You're never like, oh yeah, that person that was by my side at all times, they ain't there anymore. I mean, no man ever wants to go through that feeling. And that's an underrated part about breakups, is like the media and social media and TikTok and that have ingrained into everyone's brain that men don't have feelings when it comes to breakups. We're just sociopaths. It does hurt when you don't have your significant other by your side anymore. It's not a great feeling. I'm just saying. So when I see people go, oh, well, Tom Brady's got it all.
Does he? And the models, quote, hired a divorce attorney. Tom and Giselle married in 2009.
She really committed so much of her time the last, 14 years to make sure everything was so stable at home so I could go live my dream. But
yeah, it sounds like a one-sided thing. I mean, this doesn't sound like someone she'd really be down with. How long until she's banging Pete Davidson, though?
But fast forward to 2022, she's been spotted ditching her wedding ring. While Tom, quote, isn't taking things well, he wants to reconcile and was still holding out hope that they could work things out.
Yeah, if you're trying to make it work, it ain't working.
She's amazing at her job. She is the GOAT.
As for Giselle's new legal team, the source...
You know what that sounds like when you're like, she's the GOAT, she's the GOAT, she's the GOAT, she's the... Well, you know what? Someone's a little whipped. Nothing wrong with that, but a relationship where the man's whipped, it ain't gonna last forever. Just saying.
The source explains it's more so, quote, to move things forward in this direction. And we're hearing, quote, things are a bit difficult since both A-listers have, quote, huge assets.
I ain't just... Take his $150 million. She can take her $300, whatever she has. I know she has more. And just call it a day. I love that she makes a lot of money and whatever. I don't really care. It doesn't really affect my life. But I love when, like, feminists are like, she makes more than Brady. Like, as if $150 million is just nothing. It's not like she's some it's not like he's some backup quarterback making $500,000 a year. He's pulling in his weight too.
It gets harder and harder as you get older because you do take on a lot more in your life.
Plus, there's a couple's two kids.
They're just the biggest blessing.
12-year-old son Benjamin and 9-year-old daughter Vivian.
I want to try to spend my time with when I'm focused on my job, when I'm focused with my family, and I look back.
It's got to be so hard because he's so good and he probably just wants to play forever.
Back at my parents and my dad, mom did the same thing for me. So I think what I was very emotional about is I do feel maybe some guilt that I haven't been able to do that in the same way for my kids. And I feel like I'm so driven to succeed in football, and that's taken me away from other important priorities, which are my kids, my wife, and she's really held it down for our family.
Yeah, I mean, he pretty much just wrapped up why he's getting a divorce right there.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh yes, following segment. Let me tell you about the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best around, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. Go to fitsagefitness.net. There he has different workout plans, and it's worth your time. For all the info, fitsagefitness.net.
Happy hour.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hell yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com, and use the talkback feature on the iHeartRadio app. You know who I wouldn't talk back to because she would never shut up? Meghan Markle.
Sussexes make big moves to protect the monarchy. Welcome, everybody, to Entertainment Tonight. Kevin's off today. Now, before the death of the queen...
No, Kevin's off? How are we going to get the same report we would have got because you're reading off of a teleprompter?
The Sussexes make big moves to protect the monarchy. Welcome, everybody, to Entertainment Tonight. Kevin's off today. Now, before the death of the queen, Harry and Meghan distanced themselves from the royal family. But now, it seems their sudden change of heart may be too little, too late.
Yeah. I would just love to hear, like, a headline where it's like, Meghan Markle was a nice person for once.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
We're waiting for that headline. Meghan Markle was a delightful angel.
I think it is a case of the palace really preparing themselves for what's...
Oh, I love this lady, Katie Nicole. She's got the sexy British accent. Oh, my God.
I think it is a case of the palace really preparing themselves for what's to come.
Panicked, having second thoughts, and at odds with Netflix.
She's always at odds. She's a little uptight. All of them.
According to multiple reports, Harry and Meghan are said to be clashing with Netflix bosses over their upcoming docuseries. The stories claim the couple want to walk back comments they made about King Charles and Camilla. There's a lot at stake.
Yeah, once you say it, it's no going back.
Apple reportedly signed a $100 million deal, and according to Katie Nicole, author of The New Royals, Harry got a $35 million advance for his...
It's crazy how much money Netflix is throwing out, and then they're like, why are we losing money every quarter and not getting as many new subscribers? It's also funny how much money the royal family gets, specifically Meghan and Harry. Like, they got like $80 million to do the Archwell audio podcast that they did like two episodes of. Like, God bless them, man, even though God's not real. The whole idea that literally, they are doing nothing and being paid $80 million. That's a life.
Upcoming memoir.
Yeah, and $35 million, I would think... That kind of money talks. When you're having that sort of an advance, that's not going to be for Harry talking about his philanthropic work.
Netflix cameras reportedly followed Harry and Meghan during visits to Holland and New York. In Harlem, photogs spotted a microphone wire sticking out of Harry's pocket.
Oh, I would love to be one of those photogs where you literally take a picture and you're being paid to just look at the picture and zoom in on it. Because that's all the paparazzi do all day.
There are big issues that need to be sorted out, not least the fact that Harry and Meghan keep breaching the confidence and trust of the royal family.
I thought my family would help, but every single ask, request, warning, whatever it is, just got met with total silence or...
Yeah, you're married to Meghan Markle!
Shut up!
Total neglect.
Total neglect. You married Meghan Markle, a clout-chasing loser!
What's going to happen with the titles of Archie and Lilibet?
Right.
If Charles gives them those titles, and I think it's a big if.
Who cares about the titles? Someday you're going to be dead, and either you're going to be cremated into nothing, or your body's going to be laying in the ground. These royal titles. It's temporary. Shut up.
That comes with a cost. That's going to come with an expectation of loyalty and trust.
Meanwhile, Harry's brother William made a surprise visit with Kate to Northern Ireland.
Oh, look at us, everybody. We're going to Ireland, and we're going everywhere to hang out with the poor people, and we must have pictures everywhere to let you know that we're there. We can't just go somewhere without a photog, because we're the royal family, and we're as genuine as a dead rat.
The crowd cheered for the new Prince and Princess of Wales, and Kate was presented with flowers.
Oh, I'm going to throw this out when I get back into my limousine.
A bit later, they took part in a friendly bartending battle. Then...
They're such dorks. They don't even know how to bartend. They're just shaking the drinks like, look, we're doing a photog. But to be fair, You can definitely tell that Kate Middleton has a lot of experience shaking objects. You know what I mean? The way she's doing it. William, too. That's probably from his dry spells.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, yes. Following segment. Let me tell you about the best internet radio out there. ZRadioLive.com. ZRadioLive on Odyssey and TuneIn. When I tell you that they are the best top 40 radio around online, I'm a man of my words. We are syndicated every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But, Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
All right. Take a deep breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. All right, that's all the zen we're going to have on this segment. Time to bash Alec Baldwin.
Whoa, happy hot topic.
Oh my God, if this is the first time you're listening to Happy Hour, then you've never heard me bash Alec Baldwin. When I tell you that I despise him more than anything on this planet, I despise him.
Dramatic turn of events for Alec Baldwin nearly a year after cinematographer Helena Hutchins was tragically shot on the Rust movie set. Welcome everyone to Entertainment Tonight.
You know, the big headline today, Helena's family and Alec reaching a settlement in the wrongful death lawsuit, but the most surprising news was yet to come.
I don't even want to know. It's going to make me mad. Also, if this was any average Joe from Largo, Florida that did this, they would be crucified. But it's Alec Baldwin. Oh, we're going to reach a settlement because he's rich and famous and can get away with anything he wants. Hideous.
There's only one question to ask here. Who put a live round in the gun?
I don't know. Maybe check the gun, dummy. You were always so against guns and you were always so against everything and you acted like you were such an authority figure. Then you end up being the dummy. Burn in hell!
To be a cold gun.
Hard to believe, but Alec is expected to resume filming Rust in January.
That's going to be awkward vibes on that movie set. I would go nowhere near him.
Are you doing okay?
No, I'm not, actually.
That's right. The movie still plans to be released. And there's another twist. While financial terms have not been made public, Helena's husband, Matthew Hutchins, has been named an executive producer of Rust. He was spotted out on Monday running...
That is weird. That is weird! I don't even know how I'd be able to look at Alec Baldwin. I mean, it's pretty hard looking at him as it is because he's such a douchebag, but that's something there. That is something there. Her husband, she's been gone for a year, and her husband is now the executive producer of the movie where Alec Baldwin didn't know how to use a gun and took your wife's life. I can't even imagine it.
Aaron's in L.A.
I had been overcome by this anger.
It's an abrupt shift for Matthew, who was outraged by Alec's sit-down with ABC News.
Poor Alec Baldwin! God, he's the worst. Shame on George Stephanopoulos for doing that interview. That asswipe does interviews with any liberal that needs a softball interview to look good. It's the same way Jimmy Kimmel does it for people like, or Colbert. They do it for all the liberals, Nancy Pelosi, Hunter Biden, which we'll get to later.
Never supposed to point a gun at anyone on a set, no matter what.
Unless the person is the cinematographer.
Hearing him blame Helena in the interview, are we really supposed to feel bad about you?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I'm Alec Baldwin. Please, can I keep fake crying so I don't go home to my wife that I don't love and I cheat on?
While the civil settlement is good news for Alec, there's still the criminal case, and charges could come any day now.
Nothing will happen. It took a year to get charges? It took a year. Let me repeat that. A year to get charges. That's infuriating.
This week, a New Mexico DA filed paperwork indicating she may prosecute up to four people in the case.
Why are you doing it now? It was literally like around Halloween last year. A year.
She didn't make it.
Alec, who allegedly fired the handgun, is reportedly one of the potential defendants that could be facing a jury trial.
Oh, man. Again, very confused. Why did this take a year?
Do you feel guilt?
No, no.
Of course not. I'm a sociopath.
If this is suspected blood or real blood,
this is fake.
Why would any...
I can't take it. He is such an asswipe. Everybody tries to go, oh, he was so good when he would impersonate Donald Trump on SNL. Wow, what a talent. Literally mocking the most easy person to mock ever. You know what's really easy to mock? This classic.
Hey, I want to tell you something, okay?
What, I'm a deadbeat dad?
I want to leave a message for you right now.
What's happening?
Again, it's 10:30 here in New York on a Wednesday. And once again, I've made an ass of myself.
We know. You were born making an ass of yourself.
Trying to get to a phone to call you at a specific time. When the time comes for me to make the phone call, I stop whatever I'm doing, and I go and I make that phone call.
Oh, it sounds like we all want to get a phone call from Alec Baldwin.
11 o'clock in the morning in New York, and if you don't pick up the phone at 10 o'clock at night, and you don't even have that goddamn phone turned on, I want you to know something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of playing this game with you.
Oh, I'm sure they love having you as a father.
I'm leaving this message with you to tell you, you have insulted me for the last time.
It wasn't the last time you insulted somebody, though.
You have insulted me. You don't have the brains or the decency.
Yeah, you're just talking about yourself, bud. Good old Alec Baldwin leaving a voicemail for his daughter. Father of the year! Speaking of daddy issues.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Khloe Kardashian has had enough.
For sure.
She's always had enough. Oh, but I'll keep letting men cheat on me over and over again.
Khloe Kardashian has had enough.
For sure.
The 38-year-old reality star makes a very public plea with her former brother-in-law, Kanye West, on his latest Instagram post.
Oh, that's good. Asking him publicly to do it because you want attention because nothing's really going for you, so you knew doing this would put you in the news. Get something original, Khloe. Oh, that's right. You like getting cheated on. You're not really a woman of integrity.
To stop tearing down her sister Kim.
I don't think there needs to be negativity on anywhere.
This comes.
Yeah, but you keep dating Thompson, so it's a little negativity there. His demonic vibes banging every side chick.
Amid the rapper's controversial Paris Fashion Week runway show for Yeezy Season 9, which featured shirts that said White Lives Matter.
If you're the
smartest
person in the room, you're in the wrong room.
The shirt.
Oh, Kanye, what are we going to do with you?
Shirts were heavily slammed across social media. Stars like Gigi Hadid and Venus Williams didn't mince words.
Why does Gigi Hadid care?
Like I have a responsibility to innovate and to fight for creativity.
You are creative.
In the wake of the backlash, Ye clapped back on his page. Why did everyone feel so free to attack me about my t-shirt, but Candace Owens was the only public figure to say that it was wrong for the Kardashians to keep me from seeing my daughter?
Maybe that was a good thing.
Crazy. Genuinely, I cannot believe it.
Yeah, what kind?
We can't believe it either. But then again, with your taste in men, Khloe, anything's possible.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
My favorite one, it says my girl is a lawyer. And that one's really cute.
Yeah, remember back in March when Kim Kardashian dished on all the tattoos her then-boyfriend Pete Davidson had inked on his body for her?
I do not get dudes that get tattoos of women on their body at all. It's weird. Weird vibes.
Yes.
Well, now it looks like Pete might be erasing all traces of their relationship from his body.
Duh. Why would you want to have that around? Oh, remember when I used to bang Kim Kardashian and half the NBA?
But a source tells ET.
Actually, that joke failed because implying that Pete banged half the NBA. More like he'd be Eskimo Brothers with half the NBA. I will take the L on that joke. Yes, please?
Not so fast.
We'll just have to wait and see.
The Saturday Night Live alum was spotted on the set of his upcoming Peacock series, Bubkiss, rocking a tracksuit, t-shirt, and sneakers.
Hell yeah, that's the ultimate BDE.
But all eyes were on Pete's neck. Check out that bandage poking through his shirt. Very close to where he had "My girl is a lawyer" inked in honor of Kim.
Oh, yeah.
Naturally, that got the internet all abuzz with fans speculating he had that sweet body art removed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
But now a source close to the actor is setting the record straight.
Please tell us this important news.
Telling ET, quote, "While he continues to remove his tattoos, that image is from set and not related to removing the lawyer tattoo."
Why would you want that around now? Why would you want to have any of that around?
What's going on? Okay.
Of course, Kim and Pete started dating last year after her appearance on SNL.
Are you going to kiss me or not?
I sure am, Jasmine.
Sure.
I've said this 100 times, but right when they did that kiss, you knew they were banging.
After that, the Skims founder finally passed the baby bar exam after several unsuccessful attempts, which inspired that lawyer tat. But it wasn't the only tribute Pete had etched on his body for Kim.
What else did he have?
He was like, "I want something that's there. I don't want to be able to get rid of it or to cover it up.
Yeah.
And I just wanted it like there as like a scar on me."
Wow, that's just a very weird sentence.
Yeah, he literally had her name branded on his body.
We know.
He's just super genuine.
Is he?
I love that he's kind and really, really thoughtful.
Do you, Chris? Because you're a sociopath and you can't feel emotions.
He's the most thoughtful person. And I love the chemistry that Kim and him have together. It's really sweet.
Oh, that's so good.
She said the chemistry. I was like, okay.
Chemistry. Do you notice how nobody laughs at your jokes, Chloe? Nobody respects you.
Really sweet.
I thought she said the chemistry. I was like, okay.
Chemistry.
There is no personality in that room.
Well, that chemistry fizzled out, and the two called it quits back in August.
All right.
Julia Roberts' family comes first. Julia Roberts' family comes first.
That's good. A famous person that's actually a good mother? Wow, let's give them a round of applause. That's so noble of you. We're so proud of you. Just saying. Doing the bare minimum.
And a sneak peek of the A-lister's sit-down interview with CBS Sunday Morning, Julia explained how her career and family are both very important to her.
CBS Sunday Morning is a weird show. It's like where all the, like, I don't want to say irrelevant people go, but it's definitely got the demographic of like 35 to 70 year olds that watch it, probably more people in their 50s, so 55 plus. So, like, for example, when Don Imus retired from radio 5 years ago before he died, he had the interview on CBS This Morning. It's like a place that, like, older people go.
But they are not equally so.
When have you ever heard a Gen Z go, "Oh, my God, I love CBS This Morning"?
Quote, "It just never consumed me, being an actor. It is my dream come true, but it is not my only dream come true."
That's good. I'm so proud of her.
She said. When host Jane Pauley asked her about her other dreams, Julia shared, quote, "The life that I've built with my husband, the life we built with our children, and that's the best stuff. The point is to come home at the end of the day triumphantly to them."
That's really good, because you know these kids don't care that she's Julia Roberts. I barely care.
Julia has been married to her husband, Daniel, for over 20 years. And
I really hope they don't cheat, because that'd be so cool.
They share 3 children together.
Yeah.
During the Pretty Woman star's wide-ranging interview with CBS Sunday Morning, which will air on October 9th, Julia also gushed about her close friend and co-star, George Clooney, noting that they have a brother and sister relationship.
The way George and I are together, we do have this, like, brother-sister, I don't know if it's a Southern thing, but then there's also a little bit of George Burns, Gracie Allen, where I love being his foil. He's just one of my best pals, and we can't help ourselves.
Hell yeah!
Julia and George are starring in the upcoming rom-com, Ticket to Paradise, together. Back in April, Julia told Access...
That movie looks awful!
Hollywood that working together was, quote, heaven.
Ticket to Paradise. You and George Clooney, like, I just feel like it's the reuniting we've all been kind of like.
Trust me, nobody's going, oh my God, Julia Roberts and George Clooney, please make another movie.
We'll take it. We will take it. What was it like? What has it been like to get back together?
Well, it was, you know, heaven, of course. It's everything that you would imagine. It was fun, and it was...
Man, if heaven is hanging out with Julia Roberts and George Clooney, I'm good then.
It was outrageous, and, yeah. You know, I think George and I both felt that the world has been through such a dark time in so many ways, and that this is our attempt to... just bring a little sunshine into popular culture.
Oh, wow. That's just what we need. Forget about inflation going down. You guys making a movie. You're really inspiring us.
Now to Kim Kardashian. She has agreed to pay nearly $1.3 million for promoting cryptocurrency on social media without providing necessary disclosures.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian's in a little bit of trouble.
Business correspondent Rebecca Jarvis is back with that. Good morning again, Rebecca.
Hi, Michael. Nice to see you again. In the rising popularity.
Why? Did they hang out last night? Nice to see you again. We were out getting drinks last night.
Is back with that. Good morning again, Rebecca.
Hi, Michael. Nice to see you again. And the rising popularity of cryptocurrencies has brought out more and more celebrities talking about and pushing these digital currencies. Now, Kim Kardashian has agreed to pay that more than $1 million fine to the SEC after promoting a cryptocurrency without disclosing she was paid for the post.
Whoops.
Kim Kardashian now paying the price for what the SEC says was unlawfully promoting crypto on social media. Kardashian agreeing to pay more than $1.2 million for this June 2021 Instagram story touting Emacs tokens, a cryptocurrency sold by Ethereum Max.
I don't know why. Maybe it's just because I want to make actual money, but I'm so not into crypto. I find it so douchey.
Out disclosing she was paid $250,000 to post about it.
Oops.
I'm so excited for you to take a ride on Kim Air.
Yeah.
The fashion makeup mogul is worth it.
So has half the NBA.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. When I tell you that Rich Keeley is the best barber in all of the Bay Area, I am a man of my words. I would not lie to you. I wouldn't lie to you. I went there. I've been going there for 2 years now, 2.5 years, how time flies. And I'm just telling you right now, he's the best barber around. But you can't just go there and go, hey, Rich, can I get a haircut? No, 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 no. You guys sign up at richkbarber.com. And when you do, you sit down, you schedule ahead of time, tell him I sent you and he'll hook you up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Call Hoppy now.
856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. I'm your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you and you. Don't think I forgot about you. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You're tweeting me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. And if you're listening to iHeartRadio right now and you searched up Hoppy Radio, message me using the TalkBack feature. But also, you can listen to Hoppy Hour by searching Hoppy Radio on Spotify, Amazon Music, TuneIn, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, Mixcloud, all of them, Odyssey. We are taking over the world here at Hoppy Hour.
It's a common phrase used in the 50s where they would just describe being in love. Like, if you were in the lavender haze, then that meant that you were in that all-encompassing love glow. And I thought that was really beautiful.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah, Taylor Swift. Nothing says beautiful like the 1950s.
Swift is making rare comments about her relationship with boyfriend Joe Alwyn.
Looks like her brother. I don't even know if she has a brother, but the boyfriend she has right now looks like it could be her brother.
In a new video posted to Instagram, the lover songstress announced the name of her new song, Lavender Haze.
Oh, wow, that's a good name.
And explained how it has a unique connection to her love life.
I guess, theoretically, when you're in the Lavender Haze, you'll do anything to stay there.
Well, it's puppy love? Is that just the name of it?
And not let people bring you down off of that cloud.
Lavender haze sounds like some indica you could get at Curaleaf.
And I think a lot of people have to deal with this now, not just like quote-unquote public figures, because we live in the era of social media, and if the world finds out that you're in love with somebody, they're gonna weigh in on it.
Oh, shut up, Taylor. You make songs about everybody you've ever dated. It's not like you've tried to live a private life.
Taylor, who started dating the Conversations with Friends actor around 2016, went on to further explain how she relates to the concept specifically.
Like, my relationship for 6 years, we've had to dodge weird rumors, tabloid stuff, and we...
Oh, you've had to dodge it. Oh, yeah. It wasn't like you pulled a manifest to people caring about your relationships since you became a very public figure over the years and talked about every boyfriend in a song. Wow, people will be into your relationships because you're not very private. You don't see people going after Julia Roberts because she's private. Shut up, Taylor.
And we just ignore it. And so this song is sort of about the act of ignoring that stuff too.
You're not ignoring it if you're making a song about it. Shut up.
To protect the real stuff.
Mm. The 32-year-old has not been shy about expressing herself through song. Access Hollywood's Scott Evans spoke to her at the premiere of her All Too Well short film, and she opened up about the fans' reaction to her recently released 10-minute version.
10 minutes of her saying how great she is? No, thank you. No, thank you.
Whatever she wants, the Maurys have her back.
Tamara Maury will always be there for her sister, Tia.
They are so beautiful.
The 44-year-old actress briefly talked about her sister's divorce while making an appearance on Today with Hoda and Jenna on Wednesday.
Hell yeah, I love me some Jenna Bush.
Wednesday, telling the two hosts that she supports her sister.
Yeah. Your sister just announced that she's going to be getting a divorce.
Yes.
Does, like, a half of your heart break for her?
You know, I support her.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever she wants, the Maurys have her back.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, I'm glad you have her back. You're doing the bare minimum.
I love her dearly. She is strong. but I know right now she just kind of just wants to, you know, just kind of just process.
Just bang other people.
Process it all, take it all in, and, you know, be a little private about that. Yeah. And, you know, as a sister, you know, I'm just going to respect that.
Totally. You know, of course.
What a way to shut down any speculation there.
Tamara was on the Today Show to promote her upcoming book, You Should Sit Down for This, a memoir.
It sounds like a good book.
About life, wine, and cookies.
Combination of a midlife crisis, it sounds like.
Her appearance comes one day after Tia announced she was separating from her husband, Corey Hartrake. The pair got married in 2008 and are parents to 11-year-old Cree and 4-year-old Cairo.
Yeah, so that 4-year-old definitely ruined everything.
Axe's Hollywood Zuri Hall spoke with the sister alum days before she announced her divorce at Variety's Power of Women event.
Yeah.
And she revealed she had been setting more boundaries for herself recently.
Yeah, that means the relationship was dead and it was no sex.
You know, all of us, well, a lot of us, people like me, we admire, you know, we follow you on Instagram, we follow Gabrielle, we follow your family. You guys,
this is Dwayne Wade.
Have been such trailblazers for acceptance and what have you. And I noticed the other day people were talking about the fact that you turned off the comments for Zaya, for your 15-year-old.
Yes.
I have to be honest with you. My kids are on social and I cringe sometimes and I worry about their hearts. And I never even thought of doing that. Mm-hmm. What made you decide to say, you know what?
The fact that they're saying homophobic and transphobic things to a 15-year-old? Why wouldn't you turn off the social media comments? What a riveting question from this woman.
Be on it, but I'm going to protect you a little bit.
Yeah, well, we have a 20-year-old in Zaire who went through it a few years before Zaya of jumping on social media. Ugh. And all the negativity that comes with social media and the comments. And so we went through it once. And we saw how it affected him.
Yeah.
And so once we got to Zaya, which is a whole different conversation that's going on in the world, it's way uglier. You know, Zaire's conversation was about sports. Zaya's is about what a lot of people don't even really understand and get. And so we sat down with Zaya about being on social media, her, my wife and I, and we just talked about, we want to make sure that if she's going to be on social media, she's going to show people some of her life, it's going to be the people that she wants.
Mm. Good for Dwayne Wade for being a good father. A round of applause. There's a lot of deadbeat loser dads out there. Not him.
That's in her circle. Right? Everybody on the outside, that noise on the outside really don't matter. Mm-hmm. What matters is the voices that you allow in your circle. And yeah. So that's the people that we wanted to follow her journey and follow her life. And so that's what we did. And we left the hate out of it. It's enough of that in the world. She gets enough of it. We didn't want it to be, you know, under her comments so she can read it. And we know what we are in this world. You know,
that's good. I'm very proud of him.
Judy Tenuta, the quirky performer who rose to fame during the 1980s golden age of stand-up comedy, died yesterday in Los Angeles.
The golden age of the 80s? Oh, comedy's not good now? Wait, it isn't. He's got a good point.
Tenuta billed herself as the love goddess. She appeared on stage in vintage prom gowns with an accordion and a floppy flower in her hair.
She was really good on Space Ghost Coast to Coast, the old Adult Swim talk show.
Tenuta also trained with that famous Second City troupe in Chicago before becoming a regular in clubs and on late night talk shows.
Well, that's good. Not that she's dead, but that she was on late night talk shows. Speaking of someone that's kind of dead.
President Biden told Reverend Al Sharpton that he will seek a second term in office. That's according.
Yay! How is the first term going? Yeah, how is it going? Not so good. Just being real.
To an official with Sharpton's National Action Network, the comments reportedly came during a private conversation between Biden and Sharpton.
Doesn't sound like it was too private.
At the White House last month, NBC News has reached out to the administration for comment. Meantime, President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden were in Puerto Rico yesterday to get a firsthand look at the damage Hurricane Fiona caused. The president.
They're literally visiting Puerto Rico and he's just smiling. Like all this damage was caused by a hurricane and he's like, where am I?
And pledged $60 million to the U.S. territory.
You know who else often says, where am I?
A new report about the investigation into Hunter Biden. According to the Washington Post, federal agents investigating the president's son believe there is enough evidence for criminal charges involving tax violations and a false statement.
Duh! If this was, and I'm not Republican, I don't side on either side, I despise all politicians, but if this was a Trump son, or if this was someone on the right, they would be crucified. But the left is always protecting Hunter Biden.
Senior national correspondent Terry Moran has the story. Good morning, Terry.
Tell me, Terry.
Good morning, George. This investigation has been going on for years into the tangled business dealings and the messy personal life of the president's son. And now, according to the Washington Post, federal agents on the case believe that Hunter Biden should be prosecuted. Overnight, the Washington Post reported that federal agents believe they have enough evidence to charge Hunter Biden with tax crimes and lying on a federal form when he purchased a gun.
Do it then. Do it. Charge him. The same thing with Alec Baldwin. Criminal charges are going to reach the original lead at some point. We're waiting. When's it going to happen?
The Post, citing anonymous sources, said the president's son's case has now moved one step closer to a potential conclusion with a U.S.
What, that he'll pay it off? That's going to be the conclusion. Come on now.
U.S. attorney in Delaware, who was appointed by President Trump, set to decide whether to proceed. The agents, the Post reported, determined months ago they had assembled a viable criminal case against Hunter Biden.
Oh, did they?
ABC News has not independently confirmed this report.
It's hard to confirm when you know he's just going to get away with it. You're sending us mixed signals.
Justice Department, White House, FBI, and IRS all declined to comment or did not respond.
That sounds good. It sounds like they're protecting him. I'm just saying.
This morning, former football star Herschel Walker's embattled Senate campaign has been rocked by another bombshell.
He had an abortion! And then you find out this.
Daily Beast reporting overnight, the woman who first told the news outlet Walker urged her to have an abortion and paid for it in 2009 is also, in fact, the mother of one of his children.
Somebody running for politics having an abortion in their past? Whoa, it's breaking news.
Walker had claimed earlier on Wednesday he didn't know the woman, and his defenders spun the story as an anonymous attack.
He didn't know her. He just banged her.
Have you figured out who it is?
Not at all. And that's what I hope everyone can see.
What, that you're a liar?
It's sort of
that,
like,
you're perfect for politics?
Everyone is anonymous. Everyone is leaking. And
yeah, leaking. You having a hard time getting it out. You were leaking that night.
You confess to something you have no clue about, but yeah. It shows how desperate they are right now.
Or how desperate you are to respond. If it wasn't a big deal, you wouldn't respond.
A woman who remains anonymous, citing privacy concerns, telling the Daily Beast, Walker didn't accept responsibility for the kid we did have together, and now he isn't accepting responsibility for the one we didn't have.
Whoa! Someone famous being a deadbeat? That's breaking news.
Statement to NBC News, Walker saying, as I've already said, there's no truth to this or any other Daily Beast report.
But what if CNN reports it?
He also categorically denied he paid for an abortion. According to the Daily Beast, the woman proves she's the mother of Walker's child and provided credible evidence of a long-term relationship with Walker.
Yeah.
Walker, who has been...
Here's some used condoms are saved. Actually, I don't think he uses condoms.
By faith leaders, is opposed to abortion after 15 weeks with no exceptions.
Yeah, now let's hear what his son has to say.
Everything has been a lie.
23-year-old Christian Walker is the son of football great Herschel Walker, who is running for the U.S. Senate from Georgia as a Trump-supporting Republican.
Yeah.
Here they are in happier times. But today, it's war. Father versus son.
Family.
Oh, my God. I'm going to make it about me because I have no redeeming talent.
Values people. He has four kids, four different women, wasn't in the house raising one of them.
Ah, man, you should work on your daddy issues and go see a shrink.
He was out having sex with other women.
Right? Whoa, a professional athlete having sex with other women? Wow. Breaking news.
You guys.
When Herschel Walker denied reports this week that he'd paid for a former girlfriend's abortion, his son went ballistic.
I'm just saying, don't lie. Don't lie on my mom. Don't lie on me. Don't lie on the lives you've destroyed and act like you're some moral family man.
Wow, man. Sounds like things are really going well there.
This morning, repercussions after Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa appeared to sustain two head injuries just days apart.
He did. You appear to be afraid to say it.
Doctors who cleared Tua to play has been thousands fired.
I expect the highest level of medical expertise
And when we make decisions to terminate...
This is somebody from the NFL. We are going to be very professional and cover this up because we are the mafia.
People, it's in respect to all of those considerations.
Well, all the considerations are keeping Roger Goodell happy.
Is reviewing safety guidelines and is expected to update concussion protocols. The league and the league's Players Association will reportedly interview Tua as part of their probe into what went wrong. According,
you rushed them back because you were 3-0 at the time and you wanted to keep the record going. That's all it is. You don't care about the athletes. Don't pretend you care about them and then throw them out there. Shut up.
To ESPN, citing anonymous sources.
What's important is that we get this right, and if we need to make a change and make...
Oh, here's the NFL chief medical officer. Make it right. Well, then admit that he had a concussion and admit that CTE is a real thing. Until then, shut up.
Things better, that carries us forward and helps us do a better job.
The investigation...
You can only go up, so I guess you could do a better job.
Coming after two injuries last week. First, this hard hit during a game against the Buffalo Bills. Tua returned later that game, and 4 days later was back on the field and sacked again. This time the QB lay motionless for over 7 minutes before being taken to the hospital for evaluation. While Miami's head coach Mike McDaniel says concussion protocols were followed, the handling of Tua's injuries questioned ahead of NBC's Sunday Night Football.
I think you always err on the side of caution there, and I was surprised he went back in.
Thanks for the logic, Tony Dungy.
It highlights the intense pressure for professional athletes to play no matter what. Cardinals defensive end J.J. Watt taking the field Sunday just days after he says he went into atrial fibrillation. Watt.
I'm glad the NFL cares about the players, though, because they say they do. Shut up!
It's a reprieve for more than 6,500 Americans with federal marijuana possession convictions.
It's already legal in many states.
Yeah. What'd you say, Biden?
And criminal records for marijuana possession have led to needless barriers to employment, to housing, to educational opportunities.
The president's move to pardon.
I love how he's just a walking run-on sentence. Educational
opportunities.
President's move to pardon those with federal offenses for simple marijuana possession will also affect thousands of others charged under Washington, D.C.'s local law. He says the convictions represent a failed approach.
While white and black and brown people use marijuana at similar rates, black and brown people are arrested, prosecuted, and convicted at disproportionately higher rates.
Weren't you a little racist in some of the laws you put in the past? Ah, whatever.
Biden is urging governors to do the same for state possession offenses. He also wants his health secretary and attorney general to review how marijuana is classified under federal law, saying it makes no sense that it's a Schedule I drug in the same category as heroin and LSD. Biden.
Wow, it only took us 100 million years to finally address this.
His announcement fulfills a campaign promise just 1 month before the midterm elections. Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas reacting to the pardons, saying Biden is simply playing election year politics and sacrificing our national interest to win votes.
Hell yeah. If it's in the name of marijuana and he's doing that to get votes, I'm fine with it.
I was a young lawyer at the time. I get this call from my boss. He said, I need you to see Jeffrey Dahmer. It's my first job. I felt like Clarice Starling in Silence of the Lambs.
And that's all we're going to play. So sick of everybody being obsessed with him. No, thank you. No, thank you.
All over the country will take to the streets of Washington, D.C. tomorrow for the annual Women's March. More than 100 days after...
Yeah, they're going to have some things to protest this year. More than usual.
After the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, and with midterms just weeks away, organizers of the march say they are fighting for the freedom to control their own bodies, regardless of gender. Executive Director of the Women's March, Rachel Carmona, joins me live now from the Capitol for more on this. Rachel, thanks for being here. This movement started...
Is Herschel Walker going to be there? That's a thing to wonder. Finally, let's talk about small D energy.
Now to January 6th. Tonight, one of the leaders of the Proud Boys extremist group is now the first to plead guilty to seditious conspiracy. Here's
loser! Was it worth it? Nope. You know what else wasn't worth it? Driving a Hummer and having big condoms that don't really fit you.
Our Chief Justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas, tonight.
Tonight, a senior member of the Proud Boys admitting to planning a violent assault on the U.S. Capitol days before the January 6th insurrection. Jeremy Bertino pleading guilty to seditious conspiracy and agreeing to cooperate.
He looks like his name would be that.
Right in the ongoing investigation. Bertino admitting that he was part of the Proud Boys' so-called Ministry of Self-Defense.
Oh, the Proud Boys.
The Justice Department says plotted to use force to block Joe Biden's certification as president.
Let's go, Brandon.
Prosecutors say Proud Boy leaders, in order to keep former President Trump in office, were, quote, willing to do whatever it would take, including using force against police and others, to achieve that objective.
I hope it was worth it. I hope it was worth it. Trump's hanging out at Mar-a-Lago, having his house being looked into, and you're going to prison.
Bertino admitted that the attack on the Capitol was hardly spontaneous.
Duh.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Money. And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.